Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
They say there are 8 million stories in the Naked City. This is one of them. Sure, it's a crime story, but this one's kind of complicated. Intellectual property. That's right, baby. Copyright. Trademarks. What happens when the public domain gets a little too public? To explain it, you need someone who knows the law. To some, he's a mild-mannered attorney. But to us, he's the copycat.
Yes, it's in troubling times like these that we turn to the copycat, otherwise known as intellectual property attorney Jonathan Reichman from the firm Kenyon & Kenyon LLP. John, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you, John.
We knew this was a job for the copycat when we saw the subtitle of this Bob Dylan release, the 50th anniversary collection, The Copyright Extension Collection Volume 1. Sony released like literally just 100 copies, rushed to a handful of European stores just before the end of last year. Why would they do that?
Okay, this is the story. The record industry, as we know, is very beleaguered by everything going on online. So they've been looking for lots of ways to increase their revenues and increase their rights. And here they were faced with a situation where copyrights and numerous sound recordings had a 50-year term of protection.
In Europe.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're only talking about the European Union countries. So they were faced with the expiration of the copyright in a lot of really super famous recordings. And they wanted to be able to keep these sound recordings under copyright protection. Mm-hmm. So they lobbied the European Parliament for a 20-year extension of the copyright term in these sound recordings. And the Parliament agreed to that extension, but they put some qualifications on it. And the most significant one was that if at the end of this 50-year term, the recording was not in circulation, in other words, you couldn't buy it, you couldn't a CD of it, you couldn't download it, then potentially the protection could be lost.
So it's a use-it-or-lose-it thing.
Exactly. So what a lot of the record companies are doing, they're feverishly looking at what they have in their libraries that hadn't been released, and they're getting it out on the market so that when the 50-year term hits with respect to a particular recording, they can say, hey, it's still in circulation, it's still out there, therefore we're entitled to this 20-year extension term.
So these Bob Dylan recordings, which are mostly like outtakes and, mm-hmm. and alternate studio versions, these are things that by releasing it before January 1st of this year, mm-hmm. They now can say, hey, these are out there, they've been published, we now get to keep them for 70 years instead of 50.
Exactly. If it's in use and in circulation at the 50-year point, it gets this extra 20-year term. But if not, if you go backward, anything older than that is in the public domain.
So we see the bizarre sight of the Beatles' first single, Love Me Do, being now in the public domain over in Europe, but of course not here, where copyright laws are different and longer. And these Bob Dylan songs that are on this copyright extension collection, is almost like a joke that that's the subtitle of the record.
I know.
These are recordings that would have been in the public domain, out of copyright, if Sony hadn't released them before January 1st. And here's one of them. This is the Ballad of Hollis Brown by a young Bob Dylan.
Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. With his wife and five children and his cabin falling down. You looked for work and money and you walked a ragged mile. You looked for work and money and you walked a ragged mile. Your children are so hungry that they don't know how to smile. There's bed bugs on your baby's bed, there's chinches on your wife. There's bed bugs on your baby's bed, there's chinches on your wife. Gangrene snuck in your side, it's a cutting you like a knife.
That's a little bit of Bob Dylan recorded in either 62 or 63. The important date, though, is that it was released by Sony before January 1st of this year. The Ballad of Hollis Brown is part of the 50th anniversary collection subtitled The Copyright Extension Collection, Volume 1. The law in Europe says anything released after January 1st of 1963 is now protected by copyright for an additional 20 years. It used to be a 50-year copyright, and now the copyright extension gives Sony a 70-year copyright on all of these Bob Dylan songs. We found that one, by the way, on YouTube. We're speaking with the Copycat. Our copyright expert is intellectual property attorney Jonathan Reichman from Kenyon & Kenyon LLP. Now, if Sony hadn't gotten these songs out by January 1st, what would have happened to them?
Well, the procedure is a little complicated. The way it technically works is that the sound recording itself is put into the public domain. The performer recaptures the performance rights, which means that other companies can now release that recording because it's in the public domain.
As long as they pay a fee to the artist.
To the artist and to the composer. And this is another very important misunderstanding to clear up, is that this new law has absolutely no bearing on the copyright and the underlying music and lyrics. That's a separate copyright. That's governed by a term of life of the author plus 70 years, and that was always the case.
Right. We're talking about the actual recording made in Apple Studios, wherever it was, if you're the Beatles, or wherever it was.
Exactly.
So who benefits from this 20-year extension mostly?
Well, there's a lot of controversy. You know, the record company said that they were really doing this for the benefit of all the studio musicians because there are other terms in this new law that say in return for this 20-year term, the record companies have to set aside 20% of the royalties for the studio musicians and the performers, even though they were paid at the outset 50 years or 60 or 70 years earlier. So there are some benefits for the musicians themselves, but I think the big beneficiaries of this are the record companies themselves, because now they get tacked on an additional 20-year term of protection.
As long as the things were in circulation by January 1st of this year. Which is why these Bob Dylan songs have suddenly appeared in just a handful of European record stores. And again, we're talking specifically about European copyright, the European Union. Music published in 1962 is now in the public domain in the European Union, and that includes the Beatles' first single, Love Me Do, released in October of 1962, and its B-side, P.S. I Love You. Jonathan Reichman is the Copycat, the intellectual property attorney from the firm Kenyon & Kenyon LLP. Jonathan, great to speak with you again.
Same here. Thanks, John.
This is Soundcheck.
So please, love me do. Whoa, love me do. Love me do. Whoa, love me do. Someone to love, somebody new. Someone to love, someone like you. Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please.
love me, dear.